ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins with a wrap of some of the latest news from around the world at the moment. Iranian media say a delegation from Qatar has arrived in Tehran as anticipation builds over a potential deal with the United States to halt their war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Qatar, along with Pakistan, has been mediating in the conflict. The Iranian Tasnim news agency says the delegation will go over the latest developments in the conflict. Britain's new Defence Secretary has told the Sunday Telegraph newspaper that discussions are continuing within the government about how much the UK can spend on defence, with other departments being pushed to free up more cash. Dan Jarvis says he's determined to get the armed forces the funding they need, saying the government must meet the moment. It follows the resignation on Thursday of his predecessor John Healey in a dispute over spending. Mr Healey was widely respected in government and by the defence sector, and his resignation dealt a heavy blow to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. And Swiss voters appear likely to reject a proposal to cap the country's population at 10 million. Preliminary projections from national broadcaster SRF show that about 45% of voters backed the plan. The referendum was driven by concerns about immigration, housing and pressure on public services. Opponents warn the cap could damage Switzerland's economy and its relationship with the European Union. More than a quarter of Switzerland's residents were born in another country. ABC News.